You're standing there looking at that bike, leaning against the garage wall, and maybe it looks a little more like a collection of chores than a machine built for freedom right now. I get it. There is a layer of road grit on the chain that looks like wet sandpaper, and the tires feel a bit more like stale bread than the firm, responsive rubber they're supposed to be. But here's the thing about a bicycle that I've come to love over the years. It is one of the few things left in our lives that is completely honest. If you give it just a little bit of focused attention, it gives you back every bit of that energy in the form of a smoother ride, a quieter gear shift, and the confidence that when you squeeze those brake levers, the world is actually going to slow down exactly when you need it to. Before we even touch a wrench or a rag, I want you to just take a second to really look at the machine. Most people think bicycle maintenance is about having a specialized workshop and a degree in mechanical engineering, but it's really just about listening. A healthy bike has a specific hum to it. When everything is aligned and lubricated, the only thing you should really hear is the sound of the tires humming against the pavement, and maybe the soft click of the free hub when you coast. If you're hearing chirps, rhythmic clicks, or a grinding sound that reminds you of a coffee grinder, that's the bike's way of telling you exactly where it's hurting. We're going to walk through how to silence those ghosts today, and we're going to do it in a way that makes this part of your routine rather than a looming project. I remember back when I first started riding seriously, I had this idea that more was always better. I bought a huge bottle of the thickest motor oil I could find, because I figured if it kept the truck engine running, it would surely make my bike chain invincible. I slathered that chain until it was dripping, thinking I was doing the bike a favor. I headed out for a long ride on a dusty gravel trail, and within 20 minutes, my entire drivetrain had turned into a black, grinding paste. The oil had acted like a magnet for every grain of sand and bit of silt on the road. By the time I got home, I'd worn down the teeth on my rear gears so badly they looked like shark fins, and I had to replace the whole system. That was a hard lesson in the difference between lubrication and contamination. It taught me that in the world of bicycles, precision and cleanliness matter a lot more than brute force. We'll start our work today with the foundation of every ride, which is the air in your tires. It seems simple, but it's the most frequent mistake I see people make. You can't just thumb the tire and say it feels hard enough. Rubber is naturally porous, and those tubes are losing a little bit of pressure every single day, even if you aren't riding. If you run them too low, you're not just working harder to pedal, you're risking a pinch flat, which is what happens when you hit a curb or a pothole and the rim of the wheel actually bites through the tube because there wasn't enough air to cushion the blow. Find the side of your tire and look for the small raised lettering. It'll give you a range, usually something like 40 to 65 pounds per square inch, or PSI. If you're riding on the street, you want to be toward the higher end of that range for speed. If the road is bumpy or wet, a little lower gives you better grip. When you attach the pump, you'll hear that little hiss of air escaping before the valve seats. That's normal. As you pump, feel the resistance grow in the handle. You're not just filling a balloon, you're building a structural component of the vehicle. Once you hit that target number, flip the lever on the pump head and pull it off quickly. If you hear a loud pop, you did it right. Now that the bike is standing tall, let's talk about the chain. This is the heart of the machine, and it's also the part that suffers the most. If you look closely at a chain, it's not just a series of metal loops. It's a complex system of rollers, pins, and plates, all moving against each other hundreds of times a minute. To clean it, you don't need a fancy degreasing machine. Just grab an old rag, an old cotton t-shirt works best, and wrap it around the lower stretch of the chain. Hold it firmly with one hand while you use the other to pedal the cranks backward. You'll see a black streak start to form on the rag. That's the old, oxidized grease and the road dirt we want gone. Keep shifting the rag to a clean spot and repeating that backpedaling motion until the chain looks metallic again instead of charcoal black. Once it's clean, we apply the lubricant. You want a dedicated bicycle chain lube here, not the multi-purpose stuff from the hardware store. Put one tiny drop on each individual roller as you slowly rotate the pedals. It takes a minute, but it's worth it. Once you've gone all the way around, let it sit for a moment to soak into the internal pins. Then, and this is the most important part that people forget, take a clean rag and wipe off all the excess. You want the lube on the inside of the rollers, not the outside, where it can catch dust. The chain should look almost dry to the eye, but feel slightly oily to the touch. While we're down there, let's check the shifting. If you find that your gears are skipping or hesitation when you click the lever on your handlebars, it's usually not a broken part. It's usually just cable stretch. Think of the shift cable like a guitar string. Over time, the tension relaxes just a tiny bit. On the back of the derailleur, where the cable enters the mechanism, there's usually a small plastic knob called a barrel adjuster. If the bike is struggling to shift into a larger gear, turn that knob half a turn away from the wheel. This puts a tiny bit more tension on the cable. If it's struggling to drop into a smaller gear, turn it toward the wheel. You're looking for that crisp, immediate click and clunk sound. When it's dialed in, it feels like the bike is anticipating your next move. Now we move our focus to the brakes. This is the safety side of things, so we don't rush here. Most daily bikes use rim brakes, where the rubber pads squeeze the metal edge of the wheel. Take a look at those pads. They have little grooves in them, much like the tread on a car tire. If those grooves are gone and the pad looks smooth and shiny, it's time for new ones. But often, they just get glazed over with a bit of heat and road film. You can take a piece of light sandpaper and just scuff the surface of the rubber to bring back that grippy, fresh texture. While you're looking at the brakes, squeeze the lever on the handlebars. It should feel firm, and the pads should hit the rim well before the lever touches your grip. If the lever feels mushy or pulls all the way to the bar, we use those barrel adjusters again. These are usually right where the cable leaves the brake lever. Unscrew the adjuster a few turns to pull the pads closer to the rim. You want them close enough to react instantly, but not so close that they rub while you're riding. Give the wheel a spin. It should rotate freely for a long time without any rhythmic scraping sound. If it does scrape in one spot, your wheel might be slightly out of true, which is a job for a professional stand. But for now, we just want to ensure you have the stopping power you need for a sudden red light or a car door opening in your path. One thing people often overlook is the bolt check. A bicycle is held together by vibrations as much as hardware, and over miles of city streets, things can jiggle loose. You don't need to be a bodybuilder here. You just need to ensure everything is snug. Check the bolts that hold your handlebars in place, the ones that secure your seat, and especially the ones holding your fenders or racks if you have them. A loose rack bolt is a tiny problem that becomes a huge disaster when it falls out 3 miles from home with a bag full of groceries. Just a quick check with an Allen wrench to make sure there's no play or wiggle is all it takes. You aren't trying to crush the metal. You're just looking for that point of firm resistance where the bolt says, "I'm not going anywhere." Finally, we need to talk about the frame itself. Keeping the bike clean isn't just about aesthetics. Mud and road salt can actually eat away at the finish and lead to corrosion, especially in the tight spots around the bottom bracket where the pedals attach. You don't need a pressure washer. In fact, never use one, because the high pressure can force water into the sealed bearings and ruin them. Just a bucket of soapy water and a soft brush will do. As you wipe down the tubes, run your fingers along the frame. You're feeling for cracks, deep scratches, or unusual bulges. It's a way of inspecting the health of the bike's skeleton while you're giving it a shine. When you've finished all this, there's one last step. I call it the drop test. Lift the bike about 4 inches off the ground and let it drop onto its tires. Listen. You're listening for rattles. A well-maintained bike should make a solid, dull thud when it hits. If you hear a metallic jingle or a loose clatter, something is still loose. Find it, snug it down, and try again. Now, take it out for a quick spin around the block. Don't go far, just through the gears and a few hard stops. Feel how the pedals move without that gritty resistance. Notice how the brakes feel predictable and strong. That feeling of a tuned machine beneath you changes the way you interact with the world. You're not just fighting traffic anymore. You're operating a precision instrument. It gives you a sense of agency, knowing that you're the one who made it run this way. Maintenance isn't a chore you do to avoid a breakdown. It's a conversation you have with your gear. The more you pay attention to these small details, the more the bike will disappear beneath you, leaving nothing but the ride itself. And that's really why we do this, isn't it? To get to that point where the machine and the rider are just moving as one, without any noise or friction to get in the way of the journey. Keep those tires firm and that chain clean, and the bike will take care of the rest.